UK, please do look that up. I want to thank you so much, Andy. You bring so much to the conversation, so much knowledge, but also so much strong feeling. I really appreciate getting to speak with you.
Yeah, I always love talking to you as well, Linda. So until the next time, thank you very much.
Yes, and I will see you on Facebook.
Yeah.
All right. That's ironic for many reasons, but we'll leave it there. Thank you. And I want to thank our engineer, Tammy Dean. Not that I haven't known her for 10 years. Sorry, her name just flew out. And Derek Crooks, our wonderful AM and news director. And I want to thank you, the audience, for being an audience at KBOO, for listening to these shows that we so much want to bring you. Once again, thank you from myself, Linda Olson Osterlund, and thank you from our whole station.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor One Words Alive Tour on Thursday, April 5th, 7 p.m. at Specs Records and Tapes, 8216 North Denver Avenue in Portland. This in-store performance by One Word for his Alive Spring Tour will be followed by several sets from local hip-hop support, Lisa Vasquez, Burt Sienna, Valvoline, and Northern Draw. This is an all-ages show, again, all ages. That's One Word's Alive Tour at Specs Records, 8216 North Denver Avenue in Portland on Thursday, April 5th from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Portland. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia Flashpoints at 10:15.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, March 28, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. Community, sanctuary, solidarity, and sometimes even hilarity. At 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. Got some trigger warnings for you listeners out there, you gentle souls who might be disturbed by some of this news. Trigger warning. Does cold-blooded murder based on racial hatred and fear make you coffee queasy? Maybe better damp down the ear holes, because here comes news from a truncated source in Sacramento. The city council meeting shut down for a few minutes because a truly righteous outrage from family members of Stephon Clark, the African-American gentleman who was recently gunned down in cold blood by a policeman. And, Tyrone Slothrop in Gravity's Rainbow would say, and among the many gifts of global climate collapse, and now's a good time to ransack the house for earplugs, diseases that we thought we had eradicated, diseases never heard of before, diseases we won't catch for another 10 dormant years. Yes, they were once frozen, but now they are free. And a little bit of weather before we dive into the maelstrom. Today, a slight chance of showers in the morning and highs around 61. Tonight, lows around 42. For tomorrow, Thursday, overcast skies, highs around 63. And for tomorrow night, cloudy with a low around 42. Pretty much average. But it won't be for long. Our guest today is Robert Craik. He's with Citizen Action Wisconsin. Haven't heard from Robert for a while, but right now, Governor Scott Walker's tactics of delaying elections, which is, yes, you're right, it is constitutionally illegal, but it is a technique that we might, because don't forget, Wisconsin is demonstrably a place that is a microcosm of greater America. as we say, make America greater again. Many of the events that we see unfolding in Wisconsin population cross-section would mirror America's. So oftentimes it's a good predictor of what's happening, what's going to happen next to the rest of us, non-Wisconsinites. But Robert Craik is with Citizen Action Wisconsin. And we want to ask him about Governor Scott Walker's election delay and how he manages to dive under the wire, with coattails on fire, and somehow avoid prison. Just as Donald Trump has shown us it's possible to threaten to shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and be that part of his career ignored, much the same way as the part of his career that involves Stormy Daniels has been completely ignored. By the way, how about this? Coming up, presidential election in 2020, who has enormous name recognition? Who is beloved by the American people? Who is far, far and away more intelligent than our current sitting president? Who is not hard to look at? Of course, that's right. How about Stormy Daniels for president in 2020? You know, if Donald Trump could happen to us, so could this. So could this. And I'm ready. I'm ready to serve as Stormy's campaign manager whenever I am called to serve my country in the name of truth, military might, and global peace. So, at least 12 states signaled yesterday that they would sue to block the Trump administration from adding a question about citizenship to the 2020 census. The change, of course, would cause fewer Americans to be counted, and not to mention, of course, violates the Constitution. Leading the charge, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said that he was leading a multi-state lawsuit to stop this because, one, the census is supposed to count everyone. Two, this is a blatant and illegal attempt by the Trump administration to undermine that goal, which will result in an undercount of the population and threaten, wait for it, federal funding for our state and cities. Three, the Constitution requires that every resident of the United States be counted in a decennial census, whether or not they are citizens. That's right, the Constitution, whether or not they are citizens, right? And four, the results are used not just to redraw political boundaries. Hello, Supreme Court, how's the gerrymandering decision coming? From school boards to House seats, but to allocate hundreds of billions of dollars in federal grants and subsidies to where they are needed most. Five, census data provide the baseline for planning decisions made by corporations and governments alike, since in fact we have a president incapable of making decisions, or at least making the right decision. And opponents, finally, as the added citizenship question, said that it was certain to depress response to the census from non-citizens and even legal immigrants too, we've seen. And that said, leaving that with you, leaving it all with the Supreme Court, we'll see what they come up with. Cambridge Analytica. Oh, I had a line for that. But as a startup called Cambridge Analytica sought to harvest the Facebook data of tens of millions of Americans in 2014, the company received help from at least one. it only takes one. Remember the guy, the London Whale that sank the Bank of England? well, at least one employee of Plantea Technologies, a top Silicon Valley contractor to American spy agencies in the Pentagon, and headed up by none other than Peter Thiel, an ardent Trump supporter. Let me just say that again. The company received, Cambridge Analytica, received critical help in their critical effort to tip the election from at least one employee at Plantea Technologies, a top Silicon Valley contractor, to spy agencies and to the Pentagon owned by Peter Thiel. It was a Plantea employee in London working closely with a data scientist building Cambridge's psychological profiling technology, who suggested the scientists create their own app, a mobile phone-based personality quiz, to gain access to Facebook users' friend networks. That said, we plunge on through the breakers. The shameless, shrew-faced Peter Thiel was apparently the mastermind who unleashed one of his drones on the private personal psycho data of 50 million Americans. Watch this closely. Well, why don't we just say that again? Watch it closely and watch all of the your social network go-to apps in the future, because this is not over. This is, in fact, advertising for exactly what Cambridge Analytica and Plantea did, and Facebook. So it's far from over. In fact, it's roaring even louder, blast furnaces of data theft and misuse. And, like Hamilton, only not, actually. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is reportedly planning to testify before Congress about Cambridge Analytica's data scandal. He's planning to testify before. Doesn't it work like this? Congress calls upon an individual to testify. The individual in question doesn't try to fit it into his schedule. How about never? Does never work for you? Is very likely what the message that Congress received. We've already touched upon Sacramento, profoundly not woke. The brother of Stephen Clark, unarmed black man who was shot and killed by police. His brother temporarily shut down a city council meeting, in contrast to what happened to his brother, who was permanently shut down by a police shooting. Stavante Clark walked into the Sacramento City Council meeting last night, chanting his late brother's name. He led a group of protesters into the meeting, or supporters of people who would rather not be shot by the police, into the meeting chambers in City Hall, all together chanting Stephen Clark's name. He was only 22 years old when he was shot and killed by police in his grandmother's backyard. Officers said they were responding to a report of a suspect breaking car windows. I mean, this is so utterly and completely reprehensible. The entire nation ought to be walking into the city halls across the country chanting Stephen Clark, Stephen Clark, Stephen Clark. And the city of Atlanta's 8,000 employees got the word yesterday that they'd been waiting for. It was okay to turn their computers back on after a massive hack that disabled Atlanta's governance and brought the city to a halt. The city's government's desktops, hard drives, and printers flickered back to life for the first time in 5 days. That said, we have finally a note on the future of disease. There was a piece in the Atlantic recently on the permafrost melting in the Arctic, above Russian Arctic, and releasing diseases, in this case anthrax, which pretty much wiped out reindeer. Better usher your children out of the room before I've actually gone into this. Yes, reindeer were decimated by the anthrax, as were some of the reindeer herders. It was a big mystery till they figured out that the permafrost likely was the culprit, melting due to climate collapse and releasing the spores of anthrax into the population. Scant though it might be, nonetheless, a dose of anthrax is a dose of anthrax any way you slice it. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, March 28th, 2018. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. And Derek Brooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Thank you, KABU members, for supporting this great station, and you can apply today to join our board of directors to help serve our community and put your gifts and talents to great use. The role played by our KABU board